Hello?
Hello, Ms. Carroll?
Yes.
Hi, this is Letitia giving you a call back from Emergency Roadside.
Yes.
Okay, so I've been reaching out to providers. I was only able to find one in your area that can assist, and it will be 45 minutes. The only thing is your services only cover $75, and they're charging $150 to come out.
What do you mean, just to change my spare tire?
Yes, ma'am.
So I have to pay them how much?
$75.
$75.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't have $75. What? Oh, my God.
I mean, I can continue to look, but because we're outside of the area and there are, like, no providers in your area, it's going to be an out-of-pocket charge for you, unfortunately, because your services only cover $75.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay, well, I'm going to have to call you back because I don't have $75 on me.
Now, you could try reaching out to the local. Do you have a jack and everything in the car along with the spare?
Yes, everything is here.
Okay, you
could
try reaching out
to
the local authorities and see if they'll come out and assist. I mean, it's you and, I mean, it's females in the car. I'm pretty sure they'll come out and help you.
I wouldn't even know who to call. That's the problem. I'm in the middle of a damn intersection. I don't even know what authority to call. Am I in Hesperia? Am I in Phelan? Am I in Victorville? Would it be CHP? I wouldn't even know who to call.
If you dial 911, they'll route you to the correct location. Wagon Trail Road is actually in Phelan. They'll route you if you give them the address and let them know. I mean, I'll continue to look, and I'll give you calls periodically. So just in case they won't come out, I'll still be looking for someone to come assist you. Okay, but I'm saying when I tell you there's no tow providers in that area, there's no providers that's directly in that area, like within a 10-mile radius.
And I figured that because they're freaking in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it's more like 20 to 30 miles out.
Yeah, exactly. That's about how far I am from home, about 20 miles. So, and I'm up in Hesperia. So, all right, I'm going to call 911 then because I got to get out of here. This is scaring the shit out of me. I'm here all by myself and I need to get my tire changed. That's all I need. I could do it, but not in the dark by myself. It's just not something I'm going to do. I'm not a young, I'm no spring chicken. I'm getting old.
But they should be able to send someone out to either sit with you or assist you. That should never be an issue because you should just tell them, look, I'm not safe in this area. Could you send a patrol out to either sit with me? And the only thing I need is assistance. And you may get a good Samaritan, one that's nice, because they know they don't do like tire changes and lockouts and jump starts anymore the police used to do.
And
I understand most of this liability issues because people get too happy. And if something happens to a vehicle they want to sue, well, you put a cable on wrong.
Right.
You know, something happened to my tire 2 days down the line after they done changed it. So, I mean, I could understand where they're coming from, but as far as to helping people, that's what they're here for. So they should be able to come out.
Well, I'll do that then. And go ahead and keep the call open. If something comes up, you guys will call me. And I'm going to go ahead and call 911 right now and see what they can do.
We actually have a queue. So I'm just going to be giving you a call back periodically because you would have to wait in line, and then, I mean, I don't know how many calls behind. So you don't have to worry about calling back. I'll call you back probably, like, in 15 minutes to see what they said, but I'm still going to be calling to look for someone.
What's your name again, hon?
Letitia.
Letitia. Okay, Letitia. Yes, I appreciate it so much. I will definitely look forward to you calling me back. I'm going to go ahead and call 911 right now, then.
All right.
Thank you so much, okay?
No problem. Mm-hmm.
All right, bye-bye.